The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we're speaking with Janine Geisen, the director at SpaceBuzz.Earth, which is an organization that aims to educate children on the overview effect and ultimately make them ambassadors of planet Earth. And Janine, how are you doing today?
Yes, I'm fine. A little bit bizarre because of the coronavirus, but I'm fine. And how are you?
Yeah, the same. I know we chatted a little bit before we hit the record button. It certainly is strange times these days, but thankfully we have remote technologies where we can record podcasts and keep doing the good work that we're doing. And hopefully it's the same for you all right now during these strange times, you know. Well, let's start at the top. Tell us about SpaceBuzz, the organization's history, mission, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, okay. No, thank you very much for having us in this podcast. No, SpaceBuzz, as you already mentioned, it all started with the amazing phenomenon, and that's called the overview effect. We really got inspired by it. And the reason why we got inspired by it is that astronauts told us that the most profounding experience they have actually in space, most of the time, which really changes their personality and their view, it's nothing to do with space, but all has to do with that moment that they're up there and looking down and see the beautiful but also small and fragile planet we all live on. And that experience really creates a new perspective for them on our precious planet. And actually two things happen, and that inspired us too. There is a very positive emotion, awe, wondering, and renewed respect towards that little planet. So it's a very positive one. It's so immaculately crafted, but also a negative emotion, feeling awkward, also feeling how dark and how strange the rest of space is, and which makes them realize that there's just one planet we have where we can live on. And that helps them to go back home and do something with that perspective. So it's a positive and negative emotion. And as soon as they come back on Earth, most of the astronauts, in one way or another, they do something with that experience. And what also inspired us in that one is that it's really broad. So sometimes you have astronauts, they become really like climate activists, but there are also astronauts who take it into education or who are taking it into arts or into architecture or anything like that. And those two things, so the inspiration, the new perspective on our planet, and the fact that it's really broad, what you can do with it, that made us think from, okay, what if we could recreate that emotion and that feeling and that view back on Earth and give that to the next generation, give it to children. And maybe it inspires them and helps them to make a little bit better decisions than that we are taking sometimes as adults. So that has really been the start of our foundation. We call it SpaceBuzz because it really has to do with space. It's about buzzing because we want to inspire children. And yeah, we're based in the Netherlands, but we have a global concept, and we would like to share that with children all over the world.
That's excellent. And I do love the perspective of aiming towards children, because we've certainly seen with my own children or just in general, they seem to be a little more progressive and understanding and appreciate the value of our planet Earth. And perhaps they're more progressive than we are. We can certainly hope that. And SpaceBuzz plays a huge role in that. And I believe you have VR-based educational programs where you actually show them this overview effect and inspire them. And tell us about these programs.
Yeah, great, Matt. Thank you. So because we started with the overview effect and the inspiration, and then we thought, okay, how can we recreate that experience? And the only way to recreate something like that is that astronaut explained to us, okay, you really need to feel it. And fortunately enough, on Earth, we have virtual reality. We have immersive technologies. So we decided to recreate the overview effect experience, which the astronauts have with the latest virtual reality. So you can really feel it. And the second step we took is that we said, okay, let's be sure that we don't make it any attraction like Six Flags VR experience or anything like that. Let's bring this VR experience in an educational program, in an educational setting. So recreating the overview effect with VR, but also an educational program. And that was designed just like a mission of an astronaut. So when we go to children, we bring it to schools. The first thing what happens is that they find a big crate in their classroom and a teacher telling them, listen up, guys, you're going to space within a few weeks, so we need to train like an astronaut, and then you can experience the overview effect yourself. And then the educational program starts. They need to apply like a real astronaut. They have to train like an astronaut. They need to learn build rockets and things like that. Eventually, they do an exam. And the moment they have passed the exam, then they can call with the so-called mission control. And then a real-life rocket is driving up to their schools. It's over 15 meters long, and 9 children can have a place in it. They're picked up by astronauts, brought to the rocket, and then within the rocket, it's also 4D with 4 moving chairs and stuff like that. They fly up through the hemisphere, and then they will go into orbit just like real astronauts to do their own Earth gazing, as astronauts also do. So that's the educational program. Then they come back. Then the third part starts, and that's a really important part, because then they have that new perspective. And then we inspire them to do something with that, to act with that. Now, we have partners on that part, like World Wide Fund, but also National Geographic, ESA, that's the European Space Agency. And then we try to inspire children, give them tools so they really can do something with their experience. And eventually it ends up with a real press conference, just like astronauts. So they need to do outreach, and then they will tell to the rest of the school and their parents and family and the local press what they experience, and hopefully it'll inspire other children with it then. So that's the whole program we have at Spacebus.
That is amazing, Janine. I didn't realize it was such a comprehensive program, literally like with a rocket. They go up in space in a virtual environment. They come back down. They have a press conference. They have to act on it afterwards. Unbelievable. That's amazing. So where are you all with implementing these programs? Is this in place now? Are you working to get these things kicked off? Just curious about the timing of these.
Thanks. The time we already kicked off, the first test we did those in the Netherlands, but last year we were in the United States, because we were invited by the Association of Space Explorers. So that's the private club of astronauts. And they really wanted to get to know our program. So we presented it to 125 astronauts in Houston. And we were really humbled by their reaction, really liked it. And they are endorsing it right now. Then we went to Washington because there was the International Astronautical Conference. And we presented it there to the astronautical industry. And that was our global launch. Now, they were also impressed, enthusiastic. So that's good. And now we're working on those leads. And we expect to implement it in 2 or 3 continents in the coming 2 years.
Oh,
so that's the status right
wow.
now. Yeah.
That's amazing. Wow. Congratulations on getting to this point. And it sounds like it's no small effort, especially with all of your partners and working with all these organizations. And these organizations are the real deal. You know what I mean? Like that you are working with here, that are really actual astronauts. So that's amazing. And also, too, your website is spacebuzz.earth. You all are users of a .earth domain name. Tell us why you chose .earth.
Yeah, no, we were in search for the right domain name. We thought, okay, we don't want to be commercial. The question was, do we want to be nonprofit? Because we are nonprofit, but we were searching for more symbolism in the way we look and the way we talk. And then we thought, eventually, our mission is to inspire as much children as possible to become ambassadors of planet Earth. And then we said, okay, why don't we take a look at the domain name Earth, but maybe it's free. And then we could make it spacebus.earth, because that really would fit our mission. It would make us unique. So that's the reason why we found it. Unfortunately, it was still available. So then we said, okay, that's great. Then we'll make it spacebus.earth. And it also makes us more global. It's not related to any country. It's not related to a category or anything like that. And we thought, yeah, that's what we would like to be. We would like to invite all children in the world to become a part of our mission.
Oh, I love it. That's great. Thank you for those insights there. And I love hearing people's perspective on .earth and why they came about to find it and choose it. And a lot of people like yourself feel like it really fits their brand overall. And it seems like it certainly does with the overview effect. And let's talk about the future. You did mention a little bit about what you plan on doing the next 2 to 3 years, but what's your long-term goal for Spacebus?
The long-term goal is that we would like to inspire all children in the world with the overview effect. So eventually, we would like to have thousands and thousands of those rockets, real-life rockets, touring around countries in the world to bring it to their schools or the places where they have their lessons and to inspire them with this overview effect. So that's one important mission we have where we are looking for. And the second, what we really would like to help on is on VR-based learning, because there are some steps in that direction, but we teamed up with a group of scientists and they are doing scientific research for us to further optimize our VR-based learning education approach. And that's the second one, because that would be really helpful for children in the world to be taught in virtual reality, because that's accessible even by a smartphone. If we could be of help in that part, we would also be very glad if we could make that work too.
That's great. You know, Janine, really appreciate your time today, and everything you do is certainly inspiring, and we could probably talk for hours about this topic. I certainly could. I consider myself a space and astronomy nerd. I'm no expert, but I certainly love reading up on it and enjoy the topic so much. And But for the purposes of today, for this podcast, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
No, because I mentioned the research that's really important for us, because that really helps us to make it work so that we're really sure that children have that mind shift. So I would like to add that one. And the other hand, thing I would like to add is if you would like to join us, support us, endorse us, give us much more rumor, would love to invite everyone.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, great way to end this Voices.Earth podcast interview with Janine Geisen, who is the director at SpaceBuzz.Earth, which, as you heard, is a very special organization that aims to educate children on the overview effect and ultimately make them ambassadors for planet Earth and make our planet a better and safer and healthier environment in the long term. And Janine, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.